The dag, you should know that few levadas will carve as a mace and gam can also it's also to be sales on about a mace because our place can be a kind of a cherem kadmoinen. There's a cherem shalom loyti laz a shemra al ha mace. Now, why do you need a new cherem for this? But you have to do a special tshuva for this. Okay. Again, you have to get into the fact that you have to get into the fact about he probably doesn't get insulted because he's dead. So what's the avera if he's not insulted, but he's never moichel you beferish? So you have to get into that a little bit. Now there's a what's the lashon of the cherem? Lashon of the cherem is looks like that you're not allowed. I don't know what the lashon is. Okay. Anyway, interesting. The name me also established Nara, before whom is it prohibited? That the ain't shum chilik b'isra ha-sipur. There's no difference in the sipur. Beinim u'misapel la-noshim ha-cherim k'roibov. Oy rechoykov ha-lishto, doesn't matter to whom you are saying it. It's always asked him loishu davar shetzach lo-hidia mipnei ha-te'eles shetiet mizah la-hama. Again, unless it's ta'eles, good. She'im ha-kefes la-noshim rim. Let's say she runs the store and she sells on credit. So there's certain people you have to tell, don't sell credit to this guy, because this guy is not trustworthy. He tells her about their bad nature, umazhira, so that they won't be makif. One shutav could tell the other shutav, listen, if a deal comes to you from that person, do not take that deal because he's not trustworthy. That you could do. You don't trust him. Even if you never heard it yourself, but you could say, I heard this. You're allowed to protect yourself, and that's called protecting yourself. Okay?
Protecting yourself to tell it over?
Well, it's part of your business. She's running the business for you. So that you have to tell your workers, or you have to tell your shutif. So that goes into Lemechash Mibaya. Ach boyfin zelo yisapala baloshin shiyamuchach midvar shimakabal. Otherwise, you're being makabel. You're not allowed to be makabel. Aber blav ochi ein shum chilek badavar. The rabbi mishtabish in bazeh, and many people are mishtabish in this. They make a mistake in this area. Shem sapulin and shaseim kol masha era lemin plenty and plenty. The first thing they do is come home and tell their wife everything that happened today, wherever they are. And hey, this is what happened in the shul today. Happened in koil today. Having at work. And what happened? He now got it out of his system. But she now is all worked up.
Right.
So he named Lavadis Lashonara, who mamish, he's a marbin machlokes b'Israel. Kihi, she bavada tito hasana basar of avorza. She's not gonna know how to move on. Employing the oyim on she basically. But come to see say lech oy the lord employing the avorza, she's just gonna make it worse. And then she's going to go now and spread the Lashon Hara more and be Mevazal. Okay, this is a very, very important and practical advice.
Being insured, don't tell your wife.
Don't tell your wife.
Wait.
Just compliment about supper. Comment that supper was good and move on.
When I got engaged, we all had to go. Well, I had to go with the Rosh Yeshiva to Rabbi Tosky from Darka. We had to go with their cows. So that's what he told. He told my wife, "Okay, you should tell your husband everything." And he looks at me. You don't have to tell your wife everything. That was his advice.
So that is like the wife very often. I know many, many cases like that. Someone told me, I know offhand, right offhand, three cases that the person told me straight out, I would be Michael, wasn't me, I was trying to broker something. I would be Michael, but my wife doesn't want to be. One of them actually wasn't his wife, it was the mother. Same thing. So, you know, I would be Michael, but my wife wouldn't. So that's exactly what you're doing by getting your wife involved. Now, there is an idea that if you have to get it off your chest, what happens if Lamaisa, there's a toilet you have from it? Not that she's going to help you figure out how to quiet down the machlikas, but you have a toilet from it because. What?
You're gonna be sick.
You have to tell someone, and the best person to tell her, that would be that taka is mutter. Okay. Again, ein chiluk beisurai beini besipur ha'ilufnei anashim she'enam kroivav shel ish shumisaper alav oilufnei kroivav. Afilu ach al achiv etzel aviv kamkin lashon har gemurai. Afilu inu mechaven basipur kedei shekroivav yochichuhu al zeh. Right, afilu imu mechavin basipor, kedei shekroivav yochichuhu al zeh, gamkein aser tahaya loy lahechichoy tchila beinoy levein atzmoy. You should have said muster first. Loy lehechikah posapra kloinai imloshe meshar shetchak lotol. Again, one of the tanoim of lashon hara is you need to tell the person first. Okay, so even if you want to say something to a relative of the person, say, hey, you know, listen, this guy's doing not good stuff, and you're doing it for the benefit of the person, it's still usur because you should have gone to the guy first. Okay? Now, what does it mean? What did he mean earlier that you shouldn't be mevaza the person's Torah? I guess the idea is, that I don't know. I guess a person can't protect themselves, and if you're going to argue on a sefer that was not. The author is no longer alive, you should do so in a very respectable lashon. If you don't, it could be bad news. Interesting.
What are we going back on?
All the way in the beginning, he said that you shouldn't be saying lashon about mesim or their svarim. It's an interesting point to send there. And he has a whole bunch of stories here in the dershu about that. So when you're arguing on someone who's not longer alive, you should be careful. Okay, we got to a good stopping place. Let's stop here for now. Okay. Thanks, Scott. Okay. Good night, everybody.